here till 3 o'clock this afternoon and joined my good friend and futurist, Morris Maslowski. How nice it is to have you sitting right next to me.
How nice it is to be had.
We'll go forward carefully after that. Now, we have a few things to talk about today. And you want to talk about new things that are going to become a part of our life and fashion and use. And if you think you know what that is, or if you think you've seen a new trend, is that the way I'm putting it?
Yeah, absolutely. What I would love to do is to hear from the listeners about what they think is the next big trend. We all walk around the streets, we walk in and out of shops, we're reading things, and we say, I've seen that a few times lately. I bet you that's the next big thing to hit. So I'd love to see what that kind of thing is. What is it you're seeing? What food are you eating that you haven't seen before, but all of a sudden are seeing everywhere? Mm. What clothing, what fashions? Whatever it is, let us know what you think is the next big trend.
There's always the latest exercise trend, isn't there?
Yeah.
And there's...
They tell me, I wouldn't know personally.
The recent one that I've heard about is disco dancing. So you go to a... Everything, for all intents and purposes, it is a disco, well, not a disco, a nightclub.
I was going to say, because my kids have no idea what a disco is when my wife and I talk about it.
Going way back there. And so you go in there, the lights are dark, the lights are exactly the same, there's mirror balls, there's all that sort of thing, and you dance, but there's just no drinking. And somebody's up the front and she'll sort of lead you in the exercises, but it's basically exercise dancing. So all the exercise you used to get at a nightclub between 12 and 4 a.m.,
but we won't go there either. And the fun without the drinking is?
Yeah. The one that I like, and it's no secret, I really, really want a scooter with pump-up tyres. And I have seen a few of those around. Do you think they're coming back?
Look, most probably they will. We're seeing quite a bit of them around lately.
Yeah, the Razor scooters, they're much easier to pack up and put in your car.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. And we're also seeing electric ones. So there are a few electric scooters around now.
Mm.
So we're seeing all kinds of bits and bobs. And you're right, I've noticed them over the last year or so. They seem to be making that comeback.
Any electric attachment to a bike or a scooter, I think, is great in Brisbane, because in summer a lot of people would like to ride to work, but if you don't have a shower when you get there, it's the exertion and the sweat that you get on the way that makes it impossible. But if you could be out in the fresh air on your scooter or your bike and not get that high, you know, sweaty stuff all over your clothes, that would be good.
See, I knew there was a reason I didn't ride a bike to work. But you're right. So electric anything at the moment seems to be the new way to go.
Mm.
So we'll certainly see more of those. There's another, I mean, there's quite a few of them around. I don't know whether you've seen, but one of my favourites at the moment is adult colouring books.
Oh,
have you been there and done that?
You can go to colouring workshops.
Yes.
No.
They're like parties you have at home.
Yeah, why?
Because you can. So it's marketed as the next big thing in stress-free activities. And you pay quite a considerable amount to get these things that most children get for free when they've gone out to dinner with a couple of crayons. Yeah. And I find that fascinating how many books there are. So have a look in the bookstore and online now for how many of those are available.
Are they more complicated or just the same as you did when you were a kid?
The ones I've seen are more complicated and the pictures that you colour in are a bit more adult-oriented.
Yeah.
But they're still with trees and flowers and nature.
Doesn't
mostly
that
and those
go back
kinds
to the old
things.
Painting by numbers?
I think so. And the reality is that art in itself is very therapeutic. So beyond that, there's a lot of work being done around the notion of a paintbrush or a drawing or just being in nature or being quiet. And I think what it really is the notion of being central to one thing, just doing one thing very, very calmly instead of many things.
That makes sense. And I do understand it in a way, because when I was a trainee teacher and I was tired, you probably go to bed late, and there was grade oneers, and you'd say, sit down there and colour for 20 minutes. I would be sitting there thinking, God, I would do anything to swap places with you kids right now. I'll just sit there and colour in. But obviously, there's the rise of the American cafes is something that I wanted to talk to you about today.
Yeah. So I don't know whether you've seen them yet, but there's been a whole lot of them coming out here. In fact, I was in one only yesterday on the Gold Coast. Now, it's this trend of that pastrami on rye, of that whole New York experience, and the fit out of them as well, with the milkshakes and the thick shakes and the fries and the onion rings and all those things that I love and shouldn't eat. And if my dietitian or wife's listening, of course I didn't have any of that yesterday at all.
No.
But there's a lot of those around now, and I'm just starting to see them coming to Australia. In fact, for some strange reason, I saw them in New Zealand. I mean, I saw them all over America, of course, but they were into Europe as well. And in New Zealand last year, there were a couple there too, and just starting to make their way in.
American food. I went to one called Five Boroughs the other day, American burgers.
Yep.
I love it when you see on American movies, and you don't get it much here, when they're all sitting around in the morning, and they're in those little booths. yeah. having breakfast. I like that style of eating.
And many of them have that. So there's usually a section within the store that has those wonderful old Happy Day booths, if you go back to that show.
Yeah.
So they do all of that, and they have the most wonderful milkshakes, and they've got the deep fried chicken and all the things that we're told not to eat. For some reason, that nostalgia food is on its way, and definitely Australian bound. So look out for those.
Sometimes food. But do you get the bottomless pit of coffee?
No, we've never done that in Australia. It's really rare to find it here.
It is, isn't it?
But in America, I mean, absolutely normal. Meaning that you pay for one cup and you just keep refilling until you've had enough.
Yeah, we don't do that at all. I wonder why we never took that up.
Thankfully.
Yeah. A lot of people hot under the collar in the cars already. We don't need more of that. And free sparkling water in cafes.
Why? But it is. So this seems to be one of those really upmarket cafe things to do now, is to offer sparkling water to people that are in the cafe and drinking coffee. But the proviso is you can't have free sparkling water if you are drinking coffee with milk.
That's just weird. What do you mean?
Well, you've got to be a coffee snob. I mean, I don't get it, but that's what it is. So apparently what it is to clean out or cleanse the palate in between drinking single origin coffee.
Oh, okay.
So it's a cleansing tool between coffee drinking, but not of any purpose whatsoever if you're drinking milk, so you won't be offered one if you are.
So how many people drink more than one cup of coffee at a time?
I don't know, but it seems to be one of those things. I'm noticing with a lot of the high-end cafes that are opening now, this seems to be one of those marketing tools that they're putting in there.
It's a bit like the trend of drinking out of those jars with the straw through
the mason jars?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's another trend we've seen for a while, haven't we? And we can certainly let that one go quickly.
I think so.
Yeah, me too. I never got it. But for some reason, MasterChef, were you talking about that before? And some of those shows, I think, have a lot to answer for.
Did you watch MasterChef last
Of course.
Time? Have you watched the whole series?
Of course.
And was she the rightful winner?
It's the one that my wife wanted, so absolutely. In fact, we watched it quite unusually last night. Normally we watch it together, and because I'm interstate, we actually watched it by phone.
By phone, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, we were both
watching in two different states, but by phone, screaming at each other about who was going to win and who wasn't. And we're a happy couple because the one we wanted won.
Do you think that it was too long, 2.5 hours?
Oh, yes, please. I was ready to go to bed about an hour before. Yeah.
Adam Lior tweeted that I didn't know they were going to do the 5-hour challenge in real time. Wayne's on the phone and wants to talk about the American bottomless coffee. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
Not a chance.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. And it's wonderful for children too at the other end. When we first went to America and took the kids, the bottomless cup of cordial or lemonade was something that we made the mistake of that very first time.
Mm.
And they were awake during the day and bouncing off the walls.
And black coffee is very common in the States.
Not
as many people drink black coffee here.
No, you're right. But there it's all that filtered coffee that's very, very popular. Yeah. And it just keeps coming and coming and coming.
I just think what we need to do, and this is your job, Morris, as a futurist.
I have a job finally.
Finally. Stop all these wasted coffee cups that just go into landfill and all that. I know a lot of people have the... Oh, thanks, Wayne. Have the eco cups now.
Mm.
But there must be some way that you can just bring your own mug and get it refilled. And I know people tell me that there's all these health and safety issues with that.
Yeah. Really, it's going back to the 50s and 60s. Not that I was around in the 50s, but I remember the 60s when you used to go to takeaway restaurants, and they were primarily Chinese in those days because they were the only takeaways you could get, and you used to take your own pots and pans with. And I really remember taking pots and pans with to a Chinese restaurant, a local one. And getting it filled up and taking it back because there was no containers. Again, I'm talking mid-60s for that. And that was absolutely common.
Do you mean for a doggy bag? Or?
No. The only way you got takeaway was to take your pots and pans in, and literally they'd fill up the pots and pans and you'd take them back home and have your takeaway out of them. See if anyone else had that experience. But we used to do that in the 60s.
Please call if you remember doing that.
God, I'm old.
Didn't they have Tupperware?
I most probably did. Who was going to take Tupperware down? No, it was the pots and pans. And it was a rare treat. It really was a rare treat that my parents would do that for.
They really were. For most, certainly country towns, a Chinese takeaway was the restaurant of the town.
Yeah, there was a fish and chip and the Chinese restaurant in most country towns and the pub, of course. And they were the three choices and they were wonderful. I clearly remember they were three terrific choices to have. Yeah. But you always knew you were going to get the three in whatever country town you landed
in. Exactly. Hello, Mick.
Hey, Mick. What? Yeah. Yeah, you're right. So some of them already you can put back up into the cloud, so they'll transmit and store it for you somewhere else. But you're right, many of them will need a hard drive attached to them or something else.
Mick, you're full of good ideas.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
You poor. Did you record anything interesting?
Thank you, Mick. One day Mick will get a YouTube video that'll make him a billionaire.
And aren't there a lot of those talking about trending?
Oh.
I mean, there seems to be a video for everything now.
The dash cam has gotten some great things. I saw this thing. I've seen it. I think it's more than a couple of years old, of a female American policewoman pulling up a guy, and she's doing all the tricks with him, and they end up having this great conversation, and he ends up doing all these dance tricks to prove that he's not drunk, and she says to him in the end, "Oh, that's great. Are you a dancer?" And he goes, "No, I'm just drunk." And then she goes, "Ah, I gotcha." It's a great one.
Hello, I haven't Paul. Seen that one.
We'll just go to Paul quickly before we go to a break.
Hi, hey, Paul. Yeah.
Oh.
So that was the old saucepan or something similar from home?
Yeah,
see, it wasn't just me.
Chicken chow mein. Great memory. Oh, Paul, thanks for reading in. If you've got those memories, give us a call right now, 13 13 32, and Morris will stay with us after the break here on 4BC. Oh, you're just getting there, Adam. The voice is going to last. What time is your last traffic cross? Oh, well, I'll listen in and see how you go. You need a honey, soy, lemon, something, something, something. What are you doing to get through? Yeah.
Oh, coffee's not going to do it. Tea will do it. Yeah.
Okay, no. We're thinking more about the voice, but anyway, Adam, clearly not doing the right things. We may talk to you in 20 minutes or so. Claire Blake. Morris Maslowski, our Eye on the Future, is here today in the studio with me, and Pete's on the phone in Cleveland. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Pete. Oh, see?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You mean the shandy, the lemonade and beer?
Oh, I was with you.
Oh, that is beautiful. A bit of everything.
That was almost like a smorgasbord in the pot.
The shandy. So you could have a shandy and a shandy. Oh, yeah. Bring that back. Peter, thank you so much for the call.
Murray, see ya.
Do you remember these things that Morris speaks of? As a futurist, you've still got a good memory.
Backwards and forwards.
Thanks, Murray.
Thank you.
They're marvellous.
Yeah, and simple good food. We should do that at weddings now. It's ridiculous the price of food you pay for a wedding, yeah. Just gave everybody a chopstick.
It was.
Oh, that's a great.
It story. Couldn't go on to nice dishes. That spoiled the fun of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gee, I know. Nice to hear from you, mate. I went to a wedding once where they ran out of food quite early and sent out for KFC, which was well appreciated by everybody.
I'm sure it was. Often the foods are far too fussy at weddings anyway. Yeah. I'd like to bring back that really nice casual wedding.
Oh, where the Chinese bowls are in the back of the...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a great... Well, speaking of which, you've got another thing that you want to talk about, and that is nose-to-tail dining.
Yeah, yeah. So, again, it's in this what are we going to see ahead. Nose-to-tail dining's been around for about a year and a half now. It's still got another year
Sounds
and a half,
rude.
2 years. No, it really means eating the entire animal, making use of the entire animal, and cooking everything. Again, MasterChef...
I thought my nose was your tail at the dinner or something.
Oh,
no. Pervy.
No. Well, it depends what dinner party we're going to, but no, not normally. It really has got a lot to do with MasterChef and the cooking shows, all that provenance of knowing where the animal came from and doing right by the animal, eating every part of it. Westerners predominantly only ate the parts they like, you know, the steaks and those kinds of things, and we now eat all the offal, the stuff inside, and even the nose and the cheeks and the ears and all those kinds of things. So we're still about a year and a half left of those. If we're talking about fashion, though, the big fashion trend out of last week, out of New York, Fashion Week for men, we'll love this one, is sandals are on their way back for men.
The men of Brisbane will celebrate that.
All, without exaggeration, have a look at the pictures. All of the men's fashion at New York Fashion Week, all of the men, regardless of whether they're wearing suits, shorts or whatever, were all paired with sandals of all kinds, toga sandals, open sandals, all kinds of sandals.
Sandals and suits.
Yes, and the big thing is, we need to know this, it's really important for us men, is that pedicures are on their way back for men as well, because it did stipulate in the things that I was reading and people I was talking to that you must have good feet to be able to get away with this.
Yeah, well, this is welcome to what we have to do every summer. We put on the sandals or the little shoes and you walk out the door and go, oh, no, I can't go with those gammy toenails. Men will understand what that's like, but I know that men will get around that by wearing socks.
No socks. Socks
with
are
sandals.
Out. You are so old fashioned.
No, this is going to happen.
Socks went out a couple of. No, socks have been out for 2 years.
Men are solution oriented. This will happen. Bring back socks and sandals. There will be people who remember
things
doing
we can
that.
Talk about in the future. Going back to the past.
Hello, Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Makes such good sense in
Thanks, that's all. This is incredible. And it's a futurist conversation, but really what we're getting at here is, why can't we go back, which was your original question, Claire. Why can't we go back to those days where we used to bring our own containers
in? Well, in terms of waste and reheating, it just makes perfect sense. Where did we come up with these ridiculous ideas that we use now?
I don't know. I mean, sterilisation. I don't know. Something happened along the way that thought it was a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah.
And often we look at it, and often I see things that are just about to come into trend that really came about 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. We've just forgotten them. Become something. You know, we've evolved since that part, but now we're devolving, thankfully. So let's start a movement to bring back saucepans to Chinese restaurants.
And socks and sandals.
Not socks and sandals, just sandals.
Sometimes, Morris, do we need to go back to go forward?
I think we do. I often think we do. In fact, as humans, we often reinvent things that we've had before just in brand new ways. And if you look at many of the trends ahead, that's exactly what it is, which is why I spend a lot of time going back into humanity. I mean, for me, I'm an anthropologist, I think.
Yeah.
That is, I always look at what's happened in the past, because that tends to be what we want to invent again in some new shiny way.
And we are, you know, especially when you get to middle age, incredibly nostalgic beings, and we really yearn for those feelings, the smells and the music and the strong sense that we had as children. And Craig's saying, growing up in Auckland in the 60s, went down to the Peking Cafe with a big pot to pick up the chicken chow mein.
Oh, see, so it was universal, not just here.
Yeah, that's right. Bring it all
You missed
back.
Out on something in your childhood, no pots in you.
No, well, there was just the one Chinese restaurant, and as I was saying to Phil Barker earlier, you know, we grew up in Hull and the stick, and went, not too much money for the fancy restaurant in town, the Chinese restaurant.
But they weren't terribly expensive in those days either.
No, they weren't, but people certainly didn't eat out as often as they do now.
It was a real treat. I mean,
it had to be a birthday.
Well, it was an occasion. It really had to be an occasion of some sort, birthday, anniversary, or something had to happen for you to have that, which is why I think it was even more special.
It was. Oh, look, I want to go to that wedding with the Chinese that Murray talked about. Our time is finished, Morris. We will talk to you in a couple of weeks. It's great to have you here. Thank you.
We'll do it all again in the future.